Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And we're going to ask right now if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts, oh God. We ask for mercy and we ask for grace. Oh God, look down on us right now, Lord, as we prepare to go into this broadcast, Lord. We pray for your anointing to come upon us, oh God, and take control right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, send your word tonight. Let your word have free course. Let your word reach every listener and touch every heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able. Send your power down, oh God. Destroy the yokes of bondage in the name of Jesus. Lord, tear down strongholds. Oh God, destroy the yoke that are bound around the people's hearts and minds. Open their hearts, oh God. Loose the chains, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do all things. Oh, Lord God, in your healing virtue, touch, Lord, heal and deliver, both spiritually and naturally, and also emotionally. Oh, God, because you know what we're going through down here. You know the troubles that we see, Lord. You know every situation, oh God, and you're the only one who has the power to work everything out all right. We're looking to you, oh God, and we're depending on you, Lord Jesus. We need you, oh Lord God. Stop by just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Strengthen us, oh Lord, where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Oh, Lord God, work on us in the name of Jesus. Lord, encourage our hearts and help us to do your will. Please, Lord Jesus, while we're praying this prayer, move, Lord God, all over the airways, oh God. Go into the homes or wherever the individuals are who are listening, wherever they are, Lord, and bless their souls. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Move upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list. Lord, one by one and name by name, we pray a special prayer, oh Lord, for healing and for deliverance. Oh God, we pray for those who are backslidden on you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will help them to return unto you in the name of Jesus. Help them, oh God, to make it back before it's too late. Please, Lord Jesus, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, save dying souls everywhere, souls that don't know you in the departing of their sins. Have mercy on them tonight, Lord Jesus, and deliver them from darkness and bring them into your marvelous light. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, my God. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. Lord, speak to us tonight and minister unto us, oh God, for you know our needs. And we ask you, Lord God, to be with us throughout the course of this broadcast. Let the glory of God be revealed. Oh, Lord, let your powers come down and be manifest to everyone who's listening. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful, oh God, and remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name, even the body of Christ. Oh, God, bless abundantly. Bring us all together, Lord. Unite us as one and be with us, even as you promised. And we believe it, oh, God, and we take you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being so merciful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so patient with us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your grace toward us, Lord Jesus. We thank you,
Lord,
for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you thanks in advance, Lord, because we believe we have the petition we've asked. We bless your name. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank God for such a beautiful prayer on this evening. Thank God for his touch already.
I tell you, God, he's a good God.
Yes, amen.
He's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes,
that's what happens when you pray and ask God for something and you believe him and
you thank him
and you count it done.
Thank you.
I just thank God tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We're going to be reading the opening scripture, amen, from the 54th number of Psalms.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's Psalm 54 from the King James Version Bible. Amen. And David said, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. He has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye have seen his desire upon my enemies. Thank God for the entire reading, for the reading of the entire 54th number of Psalms. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Evangelist Cynthia. And thank you all again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/my king service, title one full and one is O-N-E, to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission for 12 o'clock p.m. Sunday afternoon services and 6 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night prayers. You can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096, and receive a blessing from the Lord. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. For our youth prayer list, we want to continue to pray for India McBride, for Lyric in Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, for India West, for Sean Parker, David Hameen, and add it to our general prayer list. We want to pray for Mary Anderson, who is in Northside Hospital in Georgia, for the Barton family in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for Muhammad Hameen, Kenneth Crockett, Dee Dee Johansson, who's having foot surgery, the Darius family, the Davis family, Sharia West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Kalata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to attempt to sing this song. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks choose silver and gold. These things they treasure and forget about. Their soul decided to make Jesus my joy. The road is rough and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. These clothes may be ragged that I'm wearing. Oh, heavy is the load that I'm bearing. These old heavy burdens that I'm carrying, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Oh, the road is rough and the going gets tough, and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago. There is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. Although the road is rough, the going gets tough, the hills are hard to climb. But I started out 20 years ago, and now there is no doubt in my mind, I decided to make Jesus my choice. I decided to make Jesus my choice. I decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I bless the Lord because God is so good, and I have decided to make Jesus my choice. And I thank God for that opening scripture that was read. Save me, oh God. And, you know, when we get in trouble, we can cry out to the Lord, and he will save.
Yes.
He will give us strength. He will build us up. He will help us to continue on. And I tell you, that was the best choice that I made in all the things that I've decided on, is when I decided to make Jesus my choice. Glory be to God. That was the best thing that could have ever happened in my life. And I'm happy tonight. I'm just feeling good on the inside because God has been mighty good to me. Hallelujah. I thank God. I'm ready to hear from the Lord. What about you? Are you ready to hear from the Lord? So at this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God. So let us turn our minds and our hearts toward listening and hearing from the Lord. And as I present to you the speaker, let us pray along with her and for her as she comes in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done thus far, and for the song selection, for the scripture that was read, for the prayer. You know, God knows all things. And that song coincides with the message for tonight. And I'm going to go to the word of God in the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and verse 5. And it reads, "Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee." And the song that was sang, "I've decided to make Jesus my choice." I don't know about you, but I have decided to make Jesus my choice. Praise the Lord. My title tonight, "Let Your Heart Be Content in the Lord." And my theme, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Sometimes we sing the song, says, "Satisfied with Jesus." Glory to God. But yet sometimes we're still looking for more, looking here and there, and trying to see what we can get and what we can obtain. But I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm not worried about trying to be rich. I'm not worried about trying to have a name that is where that people are looking at me as some big thing. But I'm looking to the Lord, for the Lord to help me to make this journey. Glory to God. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Not looking for nothing in this world, this worldly gain. All this stuff is go down. It's going to perish one day. But we have to set our affection on things above and not on the things of this earth, because all this stuff is going to melt with fervent heat. The elements and the things of this world is going down. But I'm satisfied with Jesus. If I don't have a dollar in my pocket, I'm still satisfied with Jesus, because he forgave me of my sins and gave me a chance to be saved and to make it into the kingdom of God. That's what I'm concerned about. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13 and 5, it reads, "Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have." If you have a house, if you have clothes and food, you should be content. I think about these souls over in the foreign country. They're going through so much down here. They're suffering. Glory to God, they don't have heat. The winter is beginning to set in, and they don't have heat. They don't have light. They don't have food. They don't have water. But we have water. We have light. We have electricity. We have this world's goods. We have all these things around us. We got the internet. We got all of this stuff, and still not being content. Glory to God. But if you know Jesus, you ought to be content with God and what he has done for you in your life, because he didn't have to do it.
You know, God didn't have to call us out of sin and bring us into his marvelous light. He could have left us out in the world. But God, in his infinite love and mercy, gave his life that you and I might be free, that we may be happy and satisfied in the Lord. I'm content with such things as I have. I'm not trying to get rich quick. I'm not looking for any of these things. If I could just make it into the kingdom of God, that's what my concern is today, making it to that beautiful city that the Lord has prepared for me, and not only for me, but for everyone that loves his appearing. Glory to God, he's coming back one day, and I want to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I don't want my labor to be in vain. The word of God is telling us in Hebrews, hallelujah, in verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. We shouldn't be wanting what somebody else has, coveting what someone else has or what God has done for someone else, but be content with what God has done for you. Your gift is just as important as the next person's gift. The Lord knows what he's doing. He has rewarded us or given us these gifts according to our several ability. Some people may have more faith than others, and they can take that gift and use it and put it to work for God, and God can do miraculous things through them. We shouldn't be covetous. We shouldn't be envious of what God is doing for that individual, but we should love them and encourage them. God can do the same for us. Glory to God, as I stated, your gift is just as important as the next man's gift. Be satisfied with what God has done for you. Going over to Genesis, the 28th chapter, and verse 15. And the Bible says, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So the Lord is not going to leave us, but he's going to do just what he has spoken of. Glory to God. If he said he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you. He's going to keep his promise. He's going to keep his word. Whatever he told you, you can bank on it. You can count on what God said he would do. He said he would not leave thee until he had done that which he had spoken. Glory to God. And I take God at his word. The word of God is right all by itself. I thank God because I am satisfied, not looking for anything else. The word of God tells us in Proverbs 14 and 30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of bones. When a person is envious of another, it's like rottenness of the bones. But a sound heart, let your heart be sound. Let your heart be content, satisfied in the Lord. Now, if you're not in the Lord, I don't expect you to be satisfied. But when you are in the Lord, we should be content and satisfied with what God is doing and what he has already done for us in our lives. The Bible says in Proverbs 17 and 22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. When that spirit is not content, when that spirit is broken, it's like the Bible said, it drieth the bones. A merry heart is good like a medicine. That's why when you're happy, that's like a medicine to your heart. But when you are broken in spirit, it drieth the bones. This is what the word of God is telling us. And he said in his word, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. The Bible is telling us that thine expectation, our expectation, shall not be cut off. You'll find this in Proverbs 23, 17, and 18. And God wants us, being the people of God, to be satisfied for what he has done for us in our lives. The things that he has already done, be content with it. Don't try to go out and get yourself all caught up in these worldly things, trying to exceed what this person has or what that person has. Don't worry about it. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. And when he gets ready, he will bless you with that blessing. And he said in his word, with blessings, I will bless thee. And I thank God, my soul is content in the Lord, not worrying about what this one has or that one has, not worrying about what this one is doing or what that one is doing. I'm content in serving the Lord and living for the Lord, and I just want to make it into the kingdom of God. That is my heart's desire. Philippians 4 and 11 said, not that I still want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I learned to be content. Although sometimes things may not go my way, things might not go the way I expected them to go, but I still learned to be content with such things as I have, because God, he didn't have to save me. That's the most important thing, is that God saved us and forgave us of our sins and gave us a chance to enter into the kingdom of God. That's what we should be glad about. We should be content knowing that Jesus, in the end, if we hold on, we can make it with the help of the Lord. I'm satisfied with Jesus. You may have this whole wide world and all of its worldly goods, Jesus or mine. I'm satisfied with Jesus. And I thank God for his word tonight. And at this time, we're going to go into prayer. I know that God is able, and I know that he's a healer. I know that he's a savior. We are witnesses, we that have tried Christ and have been born again. We are witnesses of what God can do. And we're going to take him at his word today. The Bible said the just shall live by their faith. We have to learn to take God at his word and live by faith. Even though we don't see the deliverance, we don't have it, we don't see it in the natural. But if we believe it in faith and spiritually, the Lord will do it for us. Whatever we ask of him in prayer, believing, it shall be done unto us. So let us pray, whatever your situation is, to the Lord, because he's able to work it out for you, whatever it is. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence tonight. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Teach us to be content with such things as we have. Help us, oh Lord, to follow your word, to be found in the word of God. Oh, my God, we pray that you take away everything that's not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us to be found in your word, not having spot nor wrinkle, nor any such blemish. We want to make it into the city of God. We want to endure unto the end. We want to make it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Without you, we cannot make this journey. We need you to guide us. Guide our steps in your word. Lead us and direct our path. show us the way that you would have us to go. And those things that we need, we are sure that you will provide it for us. But, Lord, we are satisfied with serving you, with living
yes,
for
yes.
you. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord, to be more content. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to look to you as never before, knowing that you are our hope and you are our very present help, oh, Lord, not to covet
help
one
us.
Another's gift. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk circumspectly before you. Help us,
yes,
Jesus. We want to please you in every way. Take away everything that's not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Look on your people everywhere. We pray that you touch them one by one, name by name. You know them, oh, Lord. Fix the situation in their lives. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, oh, Lord, that may be closed. Heal them that are sick. Those who are hospitalized, we know you're able, Lord. You're able to heal them. You're able to bring
yeah,
them
yeah,
out
yeah.
of the hospital. Have mercy
yes,
on their souls. Save to the uttermost. Deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Heal, Lord. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Take full control tonight. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind. Help them to give their life to you. Those that don't know you and pardon of their sins, we pray that you forgive them of their sins, that you blot out of their transgressions, that you draw them unto you, that they might receive you into their lives. And, my God, we thank you for every soul that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you will touch and bless, save and heal, forgive sins, raise up the sick, deliver them that are bound, give strength
yes,
to
God.
The weak, lift up the bowed down head, and the bowed down knees. Have mercy, O Lord. Help somebody to look to you and take you at your word. Help somebody to believe on you. As the scripture has said, help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you look on the youth list. Touch them right now. Change their mind. Give them a mind
yes,
to
Lord.
Serve you. Give them a mind to live for you. Help them, oh, Lord, to give their lives to you. In their youth, in the name of Jesus, we know thou art able,
yes, Lord.
And we're taking you at your word. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your
thank
mercy
you,
today. We thank
yes,
you for
God.
How
thank you
bless us. We thank you for
thank
how you
Jesus.
Deliver us. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Thank
Jesus.
You for
thank
what
you.
You've done, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for what you've done.
But you were merciful, God. And I thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. Thank you
thank
for
you,
all that you've done, oh, Lord. Help me to continue to be content with such things as you have given me, oh, Lord. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, help me to keep my mind stayed on you, watching under prayer. Oh, my God, help me to live for you and do your will. Help me, oh, Lord, to deny myself the more, to consecrate my life unto you even the more. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on every soul on this broadcast. We pray that you will
yes,
strengthen your people, encourage your people. Help them to stand and do your will. Help them to continue to be content with what they have. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Pray that you continue to go with us and never leave us, but ever go with us and stand by us as we attempt to do your will and to stand for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful message coming
yes.
to the Evangelist May. I can say the truth is very encouraging and very timely.
And Jesus saying, let your heart be content in the Lord.
Amen.
Let your heart be content in the Lord. And you have to make this personal. If you're satisfied with Jesus, you are the one who has to say that. I can tell you how satisfied I am with Jesus, but if you're not satisfied with Jesus, hallelujah, you ought to try him tonight. You ought to give him a try, and you will be content in the Lord. Thank God for this message. I encourage you to seek the Lord like never before. But maybe you started out seeking the Lord and your mind was just focused on things above, and all of a sudden the distractions and things and the cares of this life caused you to lose your focus. But when we focus on the Lord and we are content in the Lord, when our heart is content in the Lord, we are satisfied. And I can say the truth that I am truly satisfied with Jesus, the Lord. And that's all I need. We learn how to just accept what God allows, not going after all these things and that the world is going after, trying to gain so many possessions. And Lord knows we get blessed so greatly that we have more than enough. We have so much, we don't have room for it. Praise be to God. But I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Amen.
I don't need nothing else. I made Jesus my choice.
Yes.
I encourage you to take this word in, apply it to your own life, and live by it every day. So at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast, and also any other clergy who may be on the broadcast. You are all welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybelle. And I really enjoyed this word as she began to encourage us to let our heart be content in the Lord. And I believe the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. And like the preacher said, we ought not to be covetous of things that other people have. We should be content with the things that we have. And, you know, she was talking about the different spiritual gifts and things like that. And God, he's able to multiply what we have. And even if we just have one gift, just that one talent, if we're content with it, God, he'll cultivate that gift until it's perfected. And it'll be a beautiful thing. Like she said, it's not anything that's not important. You know, you might have whatever gift or whatever and feel like, well, this is just nothing. But every gift is important to the kingdom of God. Like the preacher said, I enjoy the word of God. Very beautiful and inspiring message. I enjoyed this broadcast. I think our Vanessa Maybelle, just be encouraged and keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other remarks? Praise the Lord. If not, we thank God for the remarks that are given. We thank God for this broadcast. This is a beautiful broadcast, a beautiful ministry, and I thank the Lord for it, and it's a great blessing. So I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to let the Lord have his way, continue to preach the word of God and minister through this broadcast, because God is truly blessing in great ways. So at this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the beautiful exhortations coming through our evangelist, and I thank God for this broadcast and what he's doing. I'm encouraged, and I thank God for the encouragement coming through our evangelist, because we all need encouragement in doing the will of God. So we thank God for this broadcast, and if that's all tonight, and we expect to be back again on Sunday night, if it's the Lord's will, continue to pray for us, and we will keep you in our prayers. God bless you, and good night.